From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Bellini wrote I Capuletti e I Montecchi. Zandonai wrote Giulietta e Romeo. Leave it to a Frenchman, Charles Gounod, to write the most romantic opera based on the most romantic of lovers, Romeo and Juliet. Gounod's opera has a French-language libretto by Jules Barbier and Michel Carré. These two were the preeminent librettists, impresarios, bankers, and show doctors of 19th-century Paris. They worked with everyone, Gounod, Massenet, and Ambroise Thomas. They were known to Rossini and Verdi and to Wagner. An evening-length musical drama based on Shakespeare's doomed lovers was a piece of expensive cake for these two. Charles Gounod, who lived from 1818 to 1893, was a musician at home in the backstage eroticism of the Paris Opera, who once studied to take holy orders. His friend Ivan Turgenev described Gounod as the erotic priest. By 1863, the composer had several successful operas and two smash hits, Faust and Mireille, to his credit. The teenagers from Verona seemed ready-made for, well, the erotic priest. Romeo and Juliet meet for the first time at a dazzling ball given in honor of the young woman's birthday. Not for Gounod or operatic Paris, a demure young girl at her first party, Juliet comes on strong with a glamorous waltz. Romeo and his buddies, among them Mercutio, crash the party, and boy and girl, Romeo and Juliet meet and sing for the first time. In fact, this opera has been called a series of glorious love duets.
Good.
Their first meeting and their second, later that night, the famous balcony scene as Romeo impatiently waits for the sun to rise. So that he can see Juliet's face, the better to sing of his love. Here's duet number 2, At the Balcony. And a quartet with Friar Lawrence and Juliet's nurse, the marriage scene the next day at the friar's cell. Romeo and Juliet was performed nearly 1,000 times in Paris from the time of its premiere to the year 1900. It became a favorite vehicle for the most glamorous singers of the age. The tenor Jean Dreschke sang Romeo, and his brother Edouard Dreschke sang Friar Lawrence. Juliet was usually Nellie Melba or Emma Ames. Ames was a shipbuilder's daughter from Bath, Maine, and she was a beauty. Melba grew up in Australia, born Helen Porter Mitchell. She christened herself Melba after Melbourne. The two ladies heartily detested one another. The gentleman sang with one or the other and got along fine. This opera has always attracted singers of vocal and physical glamour. It has them this year at the Met with soprano Diana Damrau and tenor Vittorio Grigolo. Apparently they are burning up the stage. Here they are in the third act love duet, The Wedding Night of Romeo and Juliet. He's been banished for the fight that led to the deaths of Tybalt and Mercutio. But Juliet begs him to stay. It is not the lark, it is only the nightingale, the confidant of night. Friar Lawrence gives the distraught Juliet a potion that will simulate death. He'll get a message to Romeo, who will meet her at the tomb. They can escape together. Alas, the best laid plans. Juliet takes the potion. Romeo thinks she's dead and takes poison himself. But his works. The messenger never gets there. And Juliet is left to his happy dagger. Here, rust in my sheath and let me die. And the final duet, the death of Romeo and Juliet in each other's arms, joyfully, wonderfully Shakespearean, Victorian, and French tragedy. Oh, Remember Nelly Melba? For several years, her boyfriend was a young French prince. He went to hear her sing this opera in St. Petersburg when the Tsar was in attendance. Nobody applauds until the Tsar does, but young Philippe cheered away. Melba was his honey, after all, and he was kicked out of Russia for his pains. Romeo and Juliet, a fine romance, the tragedy, and above all, the glamour of Charles Gounod and the Paris Opera. I'm Christopher Purdy. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.